Okay, we're beginning here on the top of Ayin Chet Amud Aleph, two lines down. The Gemara begins, Heimu Matznitin Deloka Rabbi Yossi. Let us say our Mishnah is not authored by Rabbi Yossi. This is continuing what we left off with yesterday. The Gemara was trying to figure out whether Rabbi Yoshua could be the author of our Mishnah, because our Mishnah has the statement that there are five Korbanot HaTzibur that are brought bitumah, but are not Nechalim bitumah, and yet they still function or they are successful at accomplishing what they need to do. And the Gemara debated whether Rabbi Yoshua could fit in. The Gemara concluded in the end that we can fit Rabbi Yoshua into our Mishnah because there's a distinction between Korbanei Tzibur and Korbanei Yachid. Rashi said that that meant that Rabbi Yoshua believes by Korbanei Tzibur, Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur, and you don't need the Tzitz at all, and that's why it works by the Tzibur. By the Korbanei Yachid, you need the Tzitz because it's only Tuma Duchuya in those situations, and therefore the Tzitz can help you out, Bidi Avad, but not the Lechatchila. Tosafot disagreed and suggests that the distinction between the Yachid and the Tzibur was that even everybody agrees that Tuma Duchuya B'Tzibur, the position of Rabbi Yeshua, that when it comes to Ochlim, items that are consumed, that the Tzitz is not Meratzeh on them, that's only a Din D'Rabbanan. And that Din D'Rabbanan was waived by the Tzibur, whereas the Din D'Rabbanan was upheld, at least L'Chatchila, by the Korban Yachid, and we'll see in a second what pressed Tosfot in that direction because of what the Gemara now says about Rabbi Yossi's position. But let's say that the Mishnah cannot be authored by Rabbi Yossi because, the Tanya, we have a brighter, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Tzitz Maratzala Chilot. The Tzitz is helpful when it comes to items that are consumed. Rabbi Yossi Omer, and a Tzitz Maratzala Chilot. The Tzitz doesn't help you with items that are Tmeim to help out if these are items that are normally consumed. Now, as we discussed in yesterday's daf, even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that you can't eat this item. If it's tamei and the tzitz is meratzeh, it's not meratzeh to give you the ability in order to eat it, but rather it just has the ability to allow that item to function properly. So the best example is the shtei alechem, where those are items that are eaten and they're matir chadosh in the mikdash. So those items, even though they can't be eaten now, the tzitz is meratzeh to make it as if they were eaten, and therefore they do what they're supposed to do, which is matir chodosh in the mikdash. Whereas according to Rabbi Yossi, where the tzitz is not meratzeh l'achilot, the shtei alechem would present a problem. Now the Gemara says, kasal kadatchot, let us assume now, mit the Gemara Rabbi Yossi, in a tzitz meratzeh l'achilot, the fact that he makes an issue, whether the tzitz can do something for those items that need to be eaten, that he has to hold, Rabbi Yeshua, Svir Leh, he holds like Rabbi Yeshua in the machloket we saw yesterday between Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Yeshua, damar bina antarte. The Rabbi Yeshua believes that you need both basar and dam. Everybody agreed, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, if ain't dam, if you don't have dam, then there is no basar to speak about. On the other hand, when it came to ain't basar, if you didn't have the basar, are you allowed to do zrikat adam? Rabbi Eliezer said yes. Rabbi Yeshua said no, because Rabbi Yeshua requires tarte, both items, both the basar and the dam to be extant in order for the korban to work. Then, if you're discussing the fact that the tzitz is not meratzeh achilot, that implies that the achilot are important in order for the korban to be brought. And it's achilot are only important to be brought according to Rabbi Yoshua, because he says, main basar, ein dam. And given that, the need for the tzitz to be meratzeh is important there. And Rabbi Yossi holds it doesn't work. But if you combine those two opinions to say that ein tzitz meratzeh al achilot, plus the opinion that you hold like Rabbi Yoshua, a main basar ein dam, then how do you explain our Mishnah according to Rabbi Yossi's position? And therefore, Neima Hamsta Matanitin Loka Rabbi Yossi, that our Mishnah can't be like Rabbi Yossi. Because in our Mishnah, the items are Tmeim, and how to overcome the problem that these items are Tmeim. With regards to the Korbanot, you have the fact that the Basar is Tamei, so then why does the Zrikat Adam allowed in those situations that the Tzitz isn't Meratzeh? And most importantly, the Shtei Alechem, how do they function if the Tzitz is not Meratzeh on Achilot? For this reason, the Baal HaTosafot before said that Rabbi Yeshua's position can't be that Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur is the answer to the question of why it works in the Mishnah. Because if that's the way that we got over the problem in the Mishnah, that the Gemara should have answered the same thing for Rabbi Yossi over here as well. And just say that Rabbi Yossi believes Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur. And if Tuma is Hutra B'Tzibur, then we can overcome all the problems in our Mishnah because you don't need the Tzitz. And where do we say that Tzitz is not Meratzeh on these Tmeot? That's all in Korbanot HaYachid. And that's the way Rashi explained Rabbi Yoshua. And the Tosafot says, if that's the way you explain Rabbi Yoshua, you can do the exact same thing here for Rabbi Yossi, which the Gemara does not do. That shows you that that's not the mechanism that they're using to explain Rabbi Yoshua, because otherwise it would be equally effective with regards to the position of Rabbi Yossi. The truth is that that is not necessarily true, is because the upcoming Gemara is going to prove that Rabbi Yossi believes that it's not Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur, but only Tuma Duchuya B'Tzibur. And maybe the Gemara did not give that answer on behalf of Rabbi Yossi because it knew that Rabbi Yossi's position is only Tumad Chuya B'tzibur, as we're going to see upcoming in the Gemara. And therefore, yes, it might be a good answer for Rabbi Yeshua, but it's not necessarily a good answer for Rabbi Yossi. So that way we could defend Rashi's position. In addition, the Baal Tosafot bring from the Rashba over here a question on the Gemara. Why don't we just say that Rabbi Yossi holds that the tzitz is not meratzeh on achilot, and he still holds like Rabbi Eliezer? If he holds like Rabbi Eliezer, why does it matter whether the tzitz is meratzeh on achilot? Because you don't need the achilot to bring the dam. The answer could be shtei alechem. In our Mishnah, we have a case where there's nothing to do with dam. It has to do with the whole matir is dependent on achilah. And in that case, the shtei alechem would be a nafgamina of whether the tzitz is meratzah or not, even if you hold like this position of Rabbi Eliezer. And so the Baal Tosafot leave it as a tzarach iyun, how the Gemara knew that Rabbi Yossi held like Rabbi Yoshua and not like Rabbi Eliezer, because even according to Rabbi Eliezer, there is a nafgamina in our Mishnah with regards to the shtei alechem, and you could say Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like our Mishnah. He argues on that point, but he holds like Rabbi Eliezer that you don't need basar for the dam, but he still needs the tzitz to be meratzah on achilot, and it doesn't work, according to Rabbi Yossi, with the shtei alechem, and therefore the shtei alechem wouldn't be matir if they were tmeim. So Tosva leaves that as a tzarach iyun. There are some achronim that try to answer, but it is a difficulty. The Gemara will do other things and other ways to try to figure out whether Rabbi Yossi can be the author of our Mishnah, but at least in this stage, they don't reject the possibility that he holds like Rabbi Yoshua. That position, together with the fact that he believes it ain't sitz meratzah on achilot, will prevent him from being the author of our Mishnah. The Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yossi can Rabbi Eliezer sviyale. So no, en ochanami, Rabbi Yossi can hold like Rabbi Eliezer, like the Baal Yatosavot already suggested that it wasn't muhrach in the first part of the Gemara. Damar dam afal pishein basar. Even if you don't have the basar, you don't have the items that are eaten, you can still put the dam on the mizbeach. So then, ihochi the mahilchoto, ain't sitz meratzah on achilot. Then why is it meaningful that Rabbi Yossi believes that the tzitz is not meratze on achilot if you don't need that in order to bring the korban? So litameich. So according to your reasoning, Rabbi Eliezer demar tzitz meratze. Rabbi Eliezer argues on Rabbi Yossi and says the tzitz is meratze on achilot. Kevin demar dam afo pishein basar. Since his position, which is a position that we're trying to now say that Rabbi Yossi adopted as well, is that you don't need basar in order to put the dam on the mizbeach. So a tzitz meratze on achilot mali hilchoto. Even according to Rabbi Eliezer, what does it matter that the tzitz is meratzah on achilot if achilot are not necessary to bring a korban? So what are the reasons that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, you would need the tzitz to be meratzah on achilot, even though achilot are not ma'akeh bringing the korban? Ela lemikveh bepigul, ulafukeh midei miligilah kamiflegeh. They're arguing about these two issues. The first issue is pigul. Pigul is having a machshava, a thought, to bring a korban chutz lizmano, outside of the proper time that you're supposed to bring the korban. That means to do the zrikat adam outside the time period when you're allowed to bring the korban, or to eat the korban outside of the time frame that you're allowed to eat the korban. So that's called machshevet pigul. It can be in one of the four avodot that are integral to the korban, in the shechita, the kabbalat adam, the holachav adam to the mizbeach, at least according to everyone besides Rabbi Shimon, and in the zrikat adam, in any one of those four avodot, if you have a machshevet pigul, it would ruin the korban. If someone consumes that korban afterwards, they'll be chayav karet. With regards to pigul, it says, pigulho lo yiratzeh. And the Gemara learns from that the pigul can be the only problem with the korban. The remainder of the korban has to be done beritzui, has to be done correctly. If there's any other psul in the korban, it would undermine it from becoming pigul. It has to be a kosher korban, with the exception of this improper machshava associated with the pigul. So if the basar is tameh, would ruin the korban, it would be something that undermines the korban, then that would make it that it's not going to become pigul. So now that will be dependent on this machloket between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi as to whether the tzitz is meratzah achilot, which we'll see in a second. Number two is lafuke midei mi'ila. And the other nafkamina between them was going to be with regards to mi'ila. When it comes to kodshei kodoshim, they are considered to be kodshei Hashem. And therefore, if they're misappropriated, you're going to be chayav for misappropriating them. You'll have to pay for that. Plus, you'll have to bring a korban to be mechaper on the mi'ila. Now, with regards to mi'ila, after zrikat adam is done, and there's what's called zman heter lekohanim. The kohanim had the ability to eat it, and then something goes wrong. In that instance, there's no longer any mi'ilah with regards to the korban, because there was a point at which it became mutar lekohanim, and that takes away or removes the mi'ilah. If you never have a zman that it was mutar lekohanim, it became pasul before the kohanim ever had accessibility to it, or the ability to eat it, then the Me'ilah never leaves the Korban. So now, that's the machloket now as to whether the tzitz is meratzeh, and the Gemara explains. Rabbi Eliezer savar meratzeh tzitz ilaveh, that the tzitz is successful being meratzeh on achilot, and therefore, mishabilei tahor. It makes the basar as if it was really tahor. If that's the case, v'kavalei b'pigol, makes it that the Korban now can come to pigol, because there's nothing wrong with the Korban, except for the improper machshova that you had of pigol. The fact that the basar is tamei, the tzitz overrides that and makes it as if it is tahor. And that makes it the pigol will take effect, because there's ritzoy aside from the pigol. Umapik lemi demi'ila. And in the same vein, it makes it as if the basar is tahor. Now again, the Kohanim can't eat it, because even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that the tzitz is meratzeh on achilot, doesn't make it that you can eat the korban when the basar is tamei, but it makes it as if there was a tahor period for the basar, and the Kohanim had a heter, and that removes the me'ilah from the korban. On the other hand, Rabbi Yossi savar, lo meratzeh tzitz ilaveh. The tzitz is not meratzeh on the basar. Velo mishavileh b'kit tahor. And therefore, it doesn't make the basar as if it was tahor. Velo kavileh b'pigol. So now you can't have pigol because the basar is tamei, and that's another problem with the korban aside from the pigul, and that will ruin the ability for the pigul to take effect because it wasn't kosher aside from the pigul. There's something else wrong with this korban, and that is that the basar is tamei. Whether it means that if all the basar is tamei, whether pigul can be manifest on the korban or on the part of the korban is tamei, can pigul be manifest? It's a machloket Rashi and the Meiri over here. But either way, the point being that the fact that the tzitz is not meratzeh over here makes it that the basar tamei is ruining, quote-unquote, the ability for the pigul to take effect. V'lo mapik le'midei me'ilah. And similarly, it will not remove the me'ilah, the restriction from getting any benefit from this korban, from the korban, because it was never a shat heter le'kohanim. Kohanim were never able to, quote-unquote, benefit from it as if it was tahor, because the tzitz is not meratzeh on it, and therefore it doesn't bring it to that status. So from here we see that there is a nafkamina whether the tzitz is meratzeh on achilot, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. If that's the case, then Rabbi Yossi can hold like Rabbi Eliezer and still have the tzitz be not meratzeh on achilot. If that's the case, it doesn't preclude him from having the ability to be the author of our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, is that really true? Matkifla Rav Mari, nihi nami de Rabbi Yossi sover k'Rabbi Eliezer. Let's take your presumption and accept it, which is that Rabbi Yossi will hold like Rabbi Eliezer, that if you don't have basar, you can still bring the dam. And the tzitz is not meratzeh on achilot. Bishlamo zvachim. That helps you out with regards to the korbanot in our Mishnah that are zvachim, ikadam. They have dam to put on mizbeach, so the achilot are irrelevant, and you can sprinkle the dam on the mizbeach. Omer nami. With regards to the minchata omer, ika komets. The komets is the equivalent of the zrikat adam. So even though the shirayim are tmeim, you can put the komets on the mizbeach, just like you can do zrikat dam without the basar. You can do put a komets on the mizbeach without the shirayim. I mean, this is the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer that supposedly Rabbi Yossi is subscribing to. Lechem apanim, regards to the lechem apanim, nami ika bazichim. Lechem apanim have a matir, which is that the bazichim, the frank incense that's on the shulchan, is put on the mizbeach, and that's matir the lechem apanim. So again, here, the lechem apanim in the end won't be able to be eaten, but the bazichim can go on the mizbeach, because absent the achila, you could still put the dam on, according to Rabbi Eliezer. As to what that helps with, it's not really clear, because if you put the bazichim on, and you can't eat the lechem apanim, it's not really clear what type of kapara or matir it functions as, because the lechem apanim has no broader impact than that. That's a question that we noted also on yesterday's daf as well. El shteil lechem, with regards to the shteil lechem, ma'ika lemeimar. Shteil lechem, and this is the problem that Tosafot raised earlier, and now the Gemara is raising it now in that position of Rabbi Yossi, which is that the shteil lechem have no matir. They're only eaten. And so if they're only eaten, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not a big deal because the tzitz is meratzeh on achilot. But with regards to Rabbi Yossi's position, where he disagrees and says that tzitz is not meratzeh on achilot, then how do the shteil lechem in our Mishnah function to be a matir for Chodesh and the Mikdash if there is nothing that is permitting them to function? There's no matir like dam or komets to say that that functioned, and therefore the shteil lechem did what they needed to do, because the shteil lechem stand alone. So ma'ika the meimar, so maybe suggest that the shteil lechem don't stand alone, as we noted in yesterday's daf, that v'chitema l'karevi mehem, haynu shalmei tzibur, that the shteil lechem are integrally connected to the shalmei tzibur, the kibsei atzeret that are brought on Shavuot, meaning that their brought as a korbanot, the zrikat adam of the kibtzei atzeret, the water mikadesh the shtei alechem, and they're also what's matir the shtei alechem. So let's say that that's how it works. The dam from the kibtzei atzeret are the matir, so even though you can't eat the shtei alechem, nevertheless, the dam from the kibtzei atzeret will be matir, and it'll function like all the other items that we mentioned here under Rabbi Eliezer's position that if ain't basar, there's still dam. Or it says, imkein havalu arba. That's a problem because our Mishnah has five items that are listed. In that enumeration of five items, there's kibtzei atzeret and shtei alechem. So you can't say the reason the shtei alechem work is because the kibtzei atzeret helped. The kibtzei atzeret are listed independently over there. And havalu arba. If you combine shtei alechem and kibtzei atzeret, now you only have four in the list, not five in the list. Va'anan chamisha tnan. And we said you need five. The Mishnah says that there are five items. So that's not a plausible explanation of the Mishnah. Ela kasava Rabbi Yossi. Must be that Rabbi Yossi holds tuma hutra b'tzibur, which is what the Balei Tosafot said according to Rashi. Why didn't the Gemara give that answer for Rabbi Yossi if it worked for Rabbi Yoshua? The answer to that is, v'atanya, don't we have a braita that Rabbi Yossi can't subscribe to that position? Because, echad zeh, ve'echad zeh, mazin alav kol shiv'a, mikol chata'ot shayu sham, divrei Rabbi Meir. When it comes to the sequestering of the Kohen Gadol, now the Mishnah in the beginning of Yoma, as well as the Mishnah in the beginning of Masechet Parah, speak about two instances or two times when the Kohen is sequestered for 7 days before in preparation for doing something. One is the Avodah Yom HaKippurim, he's sequestered for 7 days beforehand. And the other instance when that is true is in the 7 days before they process a new Parah Adumah. So it's done as a precautionary measure in order to even mitaher the Kohen Gadol. We sequester him away based on the Psukim in the Torah that makes such a suggestion, the Darshan in the beginning of the Gemara in Yoma. And so over there, both of those individuals are required to be sequestered for 7 days. During those 7 days, they sprinkle on them from all the parot adumot that have been processed previously. The way Rashi explains it is because the one from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu never ran out, so that was there. Plus, the one they had done prior to this one also had some left over there. Whether that means just that one, or maybe others from before also they had some leftovers from. But they sprinkle on the Kohen Gadol each of the days because it's a safek as to whether it's the third day or the seventh day of its Tumat HaMeit. So since every day for the first 3 days could either be the third day of his Tumat HaMeit or the seventh day of his Tumat HaMeit, we sprinkle on him. And every day after day 4, 5, 6, and 7 could be safek as to whether it's the seventh day of his Tumat, and therefore we sprinkle on him. The truth is, on the fourth day, there is no safek, and the Gemara in Yoma discusses that. But according to Rabbi Meir, doing the Hazah on Shlishi Shvi'i on the right day is a mitzvah. And therefore, we do it every day in order to ensure that he gets his Shlishi and Shvi'i, this third and seventh day after his Tumat HaMeit, correctly. But we do this in each of those days. Rabbi Yossi Omer, in Maziman Alav El Shlishi V'Shvi'i Bilvad. You only do it once. You do it on the third day and the seventh day, and that'll make him tahor. Now, that's because Rabbi Yossi believes that the Hazah doesn't have to be done on the right day, as long as you did it on one day that was the third day, and one day was the seventh day, I mean 5 days apart, that is fine, and it works. So we'll do it once on the third day, once on the seventh day, and it'll cover everything. But nevertheless, he does require that he get Hazayah, that he gets sprinkled on. If you believe that Kasav Rabbi Yossi Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, that Tumah is totally canceled when it comes to the Tzibur, Lamele Hazah Klal. Then why bother with the Kohen HaGadol to make him tahor from Tumat HaMeit before Yom HaKippurim? If Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, we don't have any impetus or incentive to make him tahor because Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur and all the korbanot of Yom Kippur are korbanot HaTzibur, and therefore you wouldn't need to make him tahor. Now, if Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur, you would say L'Chatchila, try to make him tahor. But if you leave Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, there's no L'Chatchila. L'Chatchila is that just do it B'Tumah. So you see from this that the fact that it requires Hazah is clear that Rabbi Yossi does not believe Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, but rather Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur. Now, if he believes that Tumah is Dechuya B'Tzibur, and Ein Atzitz Meratzeh Al Achilot, then he can't be the author of the Mishnah, because the Shtei Alechem still present a problem for him in the Mishnah. Ela Mechavarta, it's clear, Matnitin, Delok Rabbi Yossi. Our Mishnah cannot be authored like Rabbi Yossi, as opposed to Rabbi Yeshua, where we were able to find a way to get him to be the author of our Mishnah. By Rabbi Yossi, his positions preclude him being the author of our Mishnah, and that's because he believes Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur, and he also believes that Ein Atzitz Meratzeh Al Achilot, which leaves him with a problem with the Shtei Alechem, even if he holds like Rabbi Eliezer that Imein D'Basar Adayin Yesh Dam, it still would not help in the case of the Shtei Alechem. And obviously, if he also held like Rabbi Yoshua that Imein basar ein dam, then it would be even more problematic for him to be the author of our Mishnah. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Yossi is not the author of our Mishnah. Now, Gemara goes back to the Braita that we brought in yesterday's daf, whereby Rabbi Yossi complimented the position of Rabbi Eliezer and the position of Rabbi Yossi, and it seemed to mean that he was making self-contradictory statements with regards to that. And that's what it stated here in the Gemara. Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaye, Rav Papa is a Talmud of Abaye, says to Abaye, Rabbi Yossi shtar mezakeh lebeit rehu. Rabbi Yossi, it's an expression, he's giving a shtar that's both good for the claimant and for the defendant. How could you do that? Meaning that he is taking mutually exclusive positions to Tanya. And now we're going to quote the Braita. We'll run through it quickly, and the Gemara will try to explain it now. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Roe ani divrei Rabbi Eliezer bizvachim. I think Rabbi Eliezer, with regards to zvachim, is correct. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua bizvachim. And I also think Rabbi Yeshua is right with regards to zvachim. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'menachot. I also think by menachot that Rabbi Eliezer is right. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'menachot. And I also think Rabbi Yeshua is right by the menachot. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer bizvachim, that I think he's right about. Sheya Omer, dam afu pishein basar. He says you can put the dam in his beach even when the basar is not extant or the basar is tamei. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua bizvachim, I think Rabbi Yeshua is right. Sheya Omer, im ein dam, ein basar. If there's no dam, then you can't put on basar, and that Rabbi Eliezer agrees to as well. But when im ein basar, ein dam. But if there's no basar, there's no dam. That's mutually exclusive. How can he hold like Rabbi Eliezer, who says that there's dam afu pishein basar? And now say like Rabbi Yeshua also that im ein basar ein dam. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'menachot. I think Rabbi Eliezer is right b'menachot. Shei omer kometz af al pish ein sham shirayim. That he can put the kometz on the mizbeach even if there's no residual left over that can be eaten or it's tamei. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'menachot. Shei omer im ein sham shirayim ein kometz. If there's no leftovers, you can't put on a kometz. And that's again mutually exclusive with the position we just stated in Rabbi Eliezer. Im ein kometz ein shirayim. If there's no kometz, there's no shirayim. Even Rabbi Eliezer will agree with that. So how can you now reconcile this position, Rabbi Yossi, when he's basically saying a machlok between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? I hold like both of them. How could he hold like both of them? Zamalei mistavro kamar. He's saying it makes sense. This is the way Abai is answering Rav Papa, that this is what Rabbi Yossi meant. Ki kai vizvachim. When he's talking about the issues of zvachim, amar mistavro, it makes sense to me. Keichid depligi vizvachim. Just like they have a machloket by zvachim, pligi nami b'menachot. They also argue by menachot. Koi b'menachot. And then when he's talking about the issues of menachot, amar mistavra ki echid depolig b'menachot, pligi nami b'zvachim. Just like they argue by menachot about this issue, so too by zvachim they argue about the issue. We saw in yesterday's daf, the Gemara had a possibility that maybe Rabbi Yeshua only had his position by zvachim and did not have that position by menachot. We undermined that and showed that that wasn't the case. So what Rabbi Yossi is saying is that it seems to me pretty logical that just like Rabbi Yeshua believes by Zvachim, Imein Basar Ein Dam, he holds by Menachot that if Zain Shirayim, Ein Kometz, and vice versa. When I see that he holds by Menachot, Ein Shirayim, Ein Kometz, I also would say the same thing by Zvachim, that Imein Basar Ein Dam. Now he didn't say these together at the same time. But when he's dealing with Menachot, he said, just like there's this Machloket Menachot, it also applies by Zvachim and vice versa. When he's dealing with Zvachim, he said the same Machloket there applies here. And similar with Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, who says that, Ein Shirayim, there's a Dain Yesh Kometz. And he would say that's true by Basar as well. I mean, Basar is also Dam and vice versa. So Amalei, Rav Papa says back to him, Atina, Kikai B'Zvachim, Amar Mistavro. You could say that when I'm in Zvachim, it makes sense to say, Kehechid Pligi B'Zvachim, Pligi Nami B'Menachot. Just like they argue by Zvachim, they argue by Menachot. Dikar cry, Kiktive B'Zvachim Kiktive. Because the source for Rabbi Yeshua's position and Rabbi Eliezer's position, as we saw in yesterday's Gemara, comes from the Pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, the dam zvachecha yishafech, or vasita lotecha basar v'adam. So that's speaking about ola shlamim, speaking about korbanot. That's the source for each of their positions. So you tell me that, yes, they argue by zvachim, and I can extrapolate that to menachot and say they argue there. That's a sensible statement to make, because the source is in zvachim, and you're applying it to menachot. Menachot. If you're talking about the sugya of menachot and say Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua argue there, v'amar mistavra, and now you want to say logically, just like they argue by menachot, they should also argue by zvachim. How can you make a statement like that if the psukim are found by zvachim? So you're going to tell me, oh, you have a machloket by menachot, it applies to zvachim? Of course it applies to zvachim, because that's the source of their machloket, the source of their positions. Elolo kasha. That can't be the explanation. This is the way to explain these seemingly contradictory statements of Rabbi Yossi. Roe ani adivrei Rabbi Eliezer benitma. I think Rabbi Eliezer is right when the basar or the shirayim became tmeim, V'tiber Rabbi Yossi bavud v'saruf. But I think that Rabbi Yeshua makes more sense when the basar or the shiraim are lost or burnt, meaning that the difference between them is that by it being tamei, they're still extant. There's just something wrong with them, which is that they're tamei. Bavud v'saruf, they're not even extant. So I'm going to say that I think Rabbi Yeshua is right when they're totally out of the picture, that you can't proceed with the korban. And I'm going to think Rabbi Eliezer is right when they're still in the picture, they're just tamei, it's going to work. So Gemara says, benitma my taima. What's the reason by tamei that it does work? Yishum demrat tzitz. The only reason that it would work there, even though they are tmeim, is because the tzitz somehow helps out when they're tmeim. Avuda saruf, they're not around, so the tzitz can't help out. Bahashmayit le the Rabbi Yossi, that's not going to work, because we already heard from Rabbi Yossi at the beginning of today's daf. Tamar ena tzitz mrat al achilot. Tzitz doesn't help you when it comes to achilot. Basar and shiraim are items that are consumed. And if the tzitz isn't meratz on them, then why should tamei be any different than avud v'saruf? Alolo kasha. Now that can't be the explanation of Rabbi Yossi's position here. But rather, this is what he means. Roe ani adivri Rabbi Eliezer b'tzibur. And roe ani adivri Rabbi Yeshua b'yachid. Rabbi Eliezer's position makes sense in the tzibur. Over there, even without basar, we're going to say bring the dam. And even without shiraim, we're going to tell you to bring the komets. Whereas by a korban yachid, we're going to say that Rabbi Yeshua makes sense. If you don't have basar, you can't bring the dam. If you don't have shiraim, you can't bring the komets. Now, b'tzibur maitamo. What's the distinction between tzibur and yachid? Yishum tuma hotra b'tzibur. The reason that you would distinguish between them and say that the tzitz is needed by the tzibur, but is needed by the yachid, and by the yachid it doesn't work because ain't a tzitz meratz al achilot, then the only way, or the only thing that's different about the tzibur is if you claim that tuma hutra b'tzibur. So chado, first problem with that is, the shmait le the Rabbi Yossi, the mar tuma duchuya b'tzibur. We just brought the fact that he argues with regards to the Kohen Gadol before Yom HaKippurim in Paraduma, that he does require sprinkling for tumat amet, that he believes that tuma duchuya b'tzibur and not tuma hutra b'tzibur. So that's not a position that we believe Rabbi Yossi has. So if he can't say that, then how can you make such a distinction? Va'od. In addition to that, ibet tzibur, if you're talking about the tzibur, Rabbi Eliezer machshir, velo Rabbi Yoshua, only Rabbi Eliezer says it works, and not Rabbi Yoshua. Didn't we already establish, that was the last thing we did in yesterday's daf, that Rabbi Yoshua believes it works, bit tzibur. Ha'amart, bit tzibur, afilu Rabbi Yoshua, molde. Rabbi Yoshua agrees by the tzibur that it functions. That was the last line of yesterday's daf. Elo kasha kam b'yachid kam b'tzibur. The guard to Rabbi Yoshua that he only needs the tzitz to be ratzeh according to Rashi for the korban yachid, but by the korban tzibur it's tuma hutra b'tzibur according to Rabbi Yoshua, and that would actually fit well in the Gemara here because the Gemara's assumption is the reason that Rabbi Yossi was saying this here is because tuma hutra b'tzibur, and that would be something that you could only place on Rabbi Eliezer and not on Rabbi Yoshua. And the Gemara says, no, even Rabbi Yeshua holds tuma hutra b'tzibur. According to the Baal Tosafot, it's just the fact that the tzitz is meratzeh an achilot midoraita and midrabanan. It's problematic, and by tzibur they suspended it. Even Rabbi Yeshua agrees, like Rabbi Eliezer, that the tzitz is meratzeh an achilot when it comes to korbanota tzibur, against Rabbi Yossi's position, who thinks that the tzitz is not meratzeh an achilot. But nevertheless, it's not unique to Rabbi Eliezer. That's the case. Why is he saying like Rabbi Eliezer and not like Rabbi Yeshua? Even Rabbi Yeshua agrees by Korbanot HaTzibur. So that can't be what he's saying in his statement here. Ella, this must be what he's saying. Ve'ani adiv Rabbi Eliezer b'diavad. Rabbi Eliezer's position makes sense b'diavad. If it was tamei, and in the end you put the dam on the mizbeach, b'diavad, we're going to say that you are yotzei, even though the basar was tamei. B'div Rabbi Yeshua l'chatchila. But if you come and ask us, if you have the basar that's tamei, should you put it onto the mizbeach? Then the answer would be, no. Gemara says, wait a minute. Di'avad, afilu Rabbi Yoshua, nami modu. When it came to b'di'avad, we said that Rabbi Yoshua says, imzarak hurtza. If you already put it on the mizbeach, it works. So he even believes that b'di'avad it works. Tiktani modu Rabbi Yoshua, shimzarak hurtza. Gemara says, no, that's habituma. That's with regards to Tuma, meaning that Rabbi Yoshua agrees to Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to Tuma, that b'diavad it works. Rabbi Eliezer thinks it works, even l'chatchila, seemingly, whereas Rabbi Yoshua says it works b'diavad, but if that's the case that Rabbi Yoshua believes it works b'diavad, Rabbi Yossi can't be making distinction to say, oh, Rabbi Yoshua's right l'chatchila, Rabbi Eliezer b'diavad, because even Rabbi Yeshua agrees b'diavad that it works. Where it says that's limited to Tuma. Rabbi Yeshua, when he says that imzarak hurtza, that meaning that he believes in basar, in dam, but when you have the tzitz be meratzeh on the item, that lechatchila you can't bring it, but b'diavad if you brought it, it would work, because the tzitz is meratzeh on that item, Be'er Korban Yachid, then you can't make that distinction. But when it comes to Avud V'Saruf, when it comes to something that's lost or burnt up, over here, Kiktani Moder Rabbi Yeshua Simzer Akurza B'Nitma. That's only true by Tmeim that it works. Avud Saruf, lo. But if it's lost completely or burnt up and the tzitz can't help you out in that case, then Rabbi Yeshua holds his position even B'Diavad. That means that if there's no basar, there's going to be no dam. Period. Even if you do it, it doesn't work. And if there's no shirayim, there's going to be no komets. Kikam Rabbi Yossi, ro'ena div Rabbi Eliezer, b'diavad, b'avud v'saruf. And so what Rabbi Yossi is saying is, by avud v'saruf, I think that the chatchilo, the din is like Rabbi Yoshua. Ein basar, ein dam. Ein shirayim, ein komets. B'diavad, I think that Rabbi Eliezer is right. If you put the dam on the mizbeach, then even by avud v'saruf, it's going to work b'diavad. Rabbi Yeshua said by Tamei it works b'diavad. But by Avud v'Saruf, he never said that it works b'diavad. Rabbi Yossi is saying that I think that position within Rabbi Yeshua is incorrect, because b'diavad, I think, it works like Rabbi Eliezer it says by Avud v'Saruf. And that's how we'll reconcile the seemingly contradictory statement of Rabbi Yossi, which is that by Avud v'Saruf, I think that Rabbi Yeshua is right, l'chatchilo. Whereas b'diavad, I think Rabbi Eliezer is correct, and that even though there is no basar, and even though there's no shirayim, if b'diavad, the dam or the komets was put on the mizbeach, even by Avud v'Saruf, that it is hurtza, it works, as opposed to Rabbi Yeshua, who thinks that's only true by a case of nitma. And now we move on to the next mishnah, which is nitma basar, v'chelev kayam. The basar is tamei, and the chelev is still extant. Eino zarek et adam. You don't put the dam on the mizbeach. This is with regards to a korban ha-pesach. Because we, as we learned before, that the achila of the korban ha-pesach is integral to the kashrut of the korban ha-pesach. That's because it says, ish lefi ochlo. And this would be even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who believes when there's ein basar, there's still dam. But the korban ha-pesach, the achilat ha-pesach is so integral that if you're missing the basar and it's tamei, then you can't put the dam on the mizbeach, even though the chelev is extant. Nitma chelev, if the chelev becomes tamei, v'basar kayam, and the basar is fine, then zoreka tadam. And that's even according to Rabbi Yoshua. Because according to Rabbi Yoshua, even though you need an achila basar in order for there to be dam, all that he requires is that there be at least one achila there. That is either achilat tadam or achilat mizbeach. So in the case of the Pesach, the Achilat Mizbeach is not strong enough to solve your problem. So therefore, when you don't have Achilat Basar, it doesn't help you. But on the other hand, if you do have Achilat Basar and not Achilat Mizbeach, there, even Rabbi Yeshua will agree that you can put the dam on the Mizbeach. Umikdashim ain't okay. By other Kodashim, that's not true. Elafa pishnit ma basar v'chelev kayam. Even though the basar is tamei and the chelev is extant, zoreket adam, according to Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it won't matter, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, even if there is no basar, you can do the zrikat adam, so the chelev bin kayam is not integral or necessary. Whereas according to Rabbi Yeshua, believes that when there's no basar, you can't put the dam in mizbeach, the basar can be substituted by the chelev, because then there's at least achilat mizbeach. In fact, there's achilat mizbeach is sufficient grounds to put the dam onto the mizbeach. And that is because, as Rashi says over here, that in every korban, you need a matir and a nitar. So as long as there is a matir, which is the dam, and a nitar, something that now becomes mutar to do, whether that means eating the basar, or putting the chelev on the mizbeach, that also requires the dam to be matir, to be allowed to put on the mizbeach. As long as you have a matir and a nitar, that's sufficient grounds to put it on the mizbeach. It would be better on the mizbeach, even according to Rabbi Yoshua. So now we have a statement on the Mishnah that qualifies it and says, Amar Gidol Marav, im zarak hurtza. If you did the zrikat adam, despite the fact that you weren't supposed to, hurtza, it works. So basically, in the first part of the Mishnah, where it says, nitma basar, v'chelev kayam, basar is tamei, and the chelev is still extant, eino zareket adam. You're not allowed to put the adam on the mizbeach. On that, Rav says, but if you did, im zarak, hurtza, it works. And this individual will not have to bring a pesach sheni. Now, they won't be able to eat the korban because the basar is tamei, but nevertheless, he still won't need to bring a Pesach Sheni. To which the Gemara asks, Vabina Nachila, don't you need him to eat the Korban HaPesach? Isn't it integral to the Korban HaPesach? And the Korban HaPesach is Tamei, how is he going to eat it over here? Gemara says, Achilo lo me'akvo. The eating of the Korban HaPesach is not me'akev. V'haktiv. Doesn't it say about the Korban HaPesach, Ish lefi ochlo? A person according to his eating, which means that eating the Korban HaPesach is integral to the Korban HaPesach. Gemara says, the mitzvah. That's lechatchilo. That's what you're supposed to do. And we know that the din is by kodoshim. Anytime there's something mentioned about a korban or kodoshim, if it's only mentioned once in the Torah, that's only the chatchila. If it's mentioned twice, then it's even true b'diavad. So here, since it only mentioned ish tefillah chulo once, that means achila is the chatchila, you need to eat it, but b'diavad, if you didn't eat it, you'd be yotze. Gemara says, u'akev lo. Is it really true that it's only the chatchila and not b'diavad that you need to eat it? Vatanya, don't we have a braita b'michsat nefashot, which is found in that same pasuk? That a Pesach nishchat elim nuyav. That a Pesach can only be shechted for those that are appointed a part of the korban, that they have been manui, a member of this chabura. And that's because they're translating the word michsat over here, like michsat erkecha, that's found by Arachin, which means according to the number. And so over here, it means according to those that are enumerated on the Pesach. Yocho shachato shalolim nuyav yehei kovera mitzvah. So again, here it only seems to mention that requirement once. So that should be only a din lechatchila. Vikasher, bidyavad, if you did it, it should work anyway. Talmud Omar, ish lefei achlo tachosu. Then the pasuk repeats after that and says, a person according to his eating, tachosu. Now the pashtuta pasuk, tachosu, means that you will shecht it. But over here, the Gemara is learning tachosu the same way they learned miksat, which means to be enumerated. So a katuv shana lav la'akev. The pasuk repeated it twice to tell you that it's ma'akev. That those individuals that are manoi, that are members of the korban, they can be a part and parcel of this korban of Pesach, and nobody else. That means, first of all, you need to be manui on the Pesach to be yotze with it. Number two is, the person who's bringing the korban has to shecht it for the people that are appointed on the korban, and similarly with the zrikat adam. They have to have these people in mind. If they do it, they do it for those that are not, it'll make the korban pasul. And we're saying here that this is a necessity, even b'diavad. And b'itkish ochlim nimnuim. The way the pasuk is structured, it says, b'michsat nefashot ish tefi ochlo tachosu. So achila is embedded there in the pasuk with regards to michsat and tachosu, telling you ochlim have the same din as minuim. And that means that the person who's on the Korban HaPesach also has to be able to eat the Korban HaPesach. And just like by Minuim, it is Me'akev the Korban, so too by Ochlim, it's going to be Me'akev the Korban. So how could it be that Rab is saying over here that the Achila is not Me'akev? I says, no problem. El Rab, to Amarki Rabbi Notan. He's going to hold like Rabbi Notan, the Amar Achila Pesachim lo Me'akva, that the eating of the Korban HaPesach is not Me'akev. He's going to disagree with this limud that we just brought over here. And he's going to subscribe to that position of Rabbi Natan, who disagrees with it. Hey, Rabbi Natan, who exactly or where exactly is this position of Rabbi Natan that you're suggesting Rav follows? Ilei maha, Rabbi Natan, you think it's this Rabbi Natan, the Tanya. Rabbi Natan omer minayin shekol Yisrael yotzim bepesach echad. How do we know that they can, all of Klal Yisrael can bring a single korban ha-pesach? So this is actually one of the sources for the fact that shlucho shel adam kimoto, because if the entire Klal Yisrael can bring a single korban pesach, not all of Klal Yisrael can shecht the korban. Not all of Klal Yisrael can do all the avodot of the korban. So it must be that shlucho shel adam kimoto. So it's actually one of the sources for shlichut. Over here, we're looking at it from a different perspective, which is Talmud Omar shachatu oto kol kahal kadat Yisrael ben arba'im, that they bring oto, that korban of Pesach, kol kahal adat Yisrael, everyone from Klal Yisrael ben arba'im. B'chi kol kahal shochatim. Since when are all the kahal bringing this korban? Lo shochet al echad. Only one person does the shechita. Shows you that all of Klal Yisrael can be yotze with one single Pesach. And that's despite the fact that there's not a kezayit worth of basar on a korban Pesach for all of Klal Yisrael. So you see from that that Rabbi Natan obviously believes that the achila is not integral to the korban Pesach. It says, Dilma Shani Otom. Maybe there it's different. If some of those people that are part of this korban remove themselves from the korban, kazi lahani, it'd be ro'oi for the other ones who are still remaining on the korban. Bimam shechei hani, and if those that you thought were going to remain, they left, and the original people stayed on the korban, kazi lahani, meaning that there's a possibility, since some people could drop out and some people can stay, there's always a possibility that there's a kazayit for each individual who would have stayed. Now, in the end, everybody stayed. So, but we can't say to one of them, oh, the kazayit belongs to you and not to him. So therefore, we're going to say it belongs to everyone. And they're going to be yotze. But that's a special situation because of the fact that there's a possibility or the plausibility that you could have gotten a kazayit. Therefore, even when you don't get a kazayit, you are yotze. But that doesn't mean by the fact that when it becomes tamei, where nobody could get a kazayit over there, who says that Rabbi Natan agrees that it's not ma'akev the korban ha-pesach. Now, as the Baya Tosafot point out, you're only allowed to change the ownership of the korban up to the time of shechita. But at the time of shechita, it locks in. Whoever's on the korban at that time is locked. So there is a point in time where you can't make this claim that they can move around. So Tosafot at first says, okay, don't worry about that, because there's another mandamar that says you're not locked at shechita, you're only locked at zrikat adam. So therefore, even after shechita, you can still have people pulling themselves off the korban, coming on the korban. If that's the case, then it's still ra'ui for each individual to get a kezayit. But the truth is, even according to that alternate opinion, at zrikat adam, there is a cutoff. And the point of zrikat adam, which is the main time when the korban becomes kasher, over there you're locked. And at that point in time, nobody can move around. So how can you say that in potential, they could change the number of people that are members of this korban ha-pesach, and that's what makes it in potential okay? They really can't change at that point. And
Tosaf would suggest that maybe it will work out in a case where some of the members of the korban ha-pesach either became tameim or they passed away, and therefore it wouldn't be a change in the ownership or members of the korban ha-pesach, but there'd be some other factor that took these people away, even at the point of zrikat hadam,
which the Gemara is going to show in the end, is not the reasoning behind Rabbi Natan, because we know that Rabbi Natan believes that it achila is not ma'akev, and that will be the simpler way to explain this position over here. Elha Rabbi Natan, it's this Rabbi Natan, the Tanya, nimnu alav chabura achat, if one group of individuals became members of a Korban Pesach, chazru nim alav chabura acheret, and then after that joined another whole group of individuals on the Korban, rishonim sheesh lahem kezayit, the first ones that have a kezayit worth of the Korban for each individual, Ochlim, they're allowed to eat the korban pesach. Turim asur pesach sheni, and they're not chayav to bring a korban pesach sheni because they were yotze with the korban pesach rishon. Achronim, the second group of individuals, shein lahem kezayit, where there was not enough residual on the korban to each one of them a kezayit in ochlim, they can't participate in the korban pesach because they're not considered to be ochlim because there's not enough for them to join the korban pesach. Bechayavim lasur pesach sheni. And obviously they're not yotze with Pesach Rishon because they need to eat it and they didn't eat it, and therefore they'll have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Natan Omer, Elu Velu Pturim Lasot Pesach Sheni. Everybody doesn't need to bring a Pesach Sheni. Shekvar Nizrak Hadam. Because the Adam was already sprinkled. What do you mean the Adam was sprinkled? That latter group still doesn't have a Kazayit worth of Basar for them, so why does the sprinkling of the Adam help you out? Ella, it must be that Rabbi Natan believes that the Achila is not Ma'akev. It says, no, Akati Dilma Shani Otam. Let us say that the exception that we made before with the Korban Pesach for all Klal Yisrael, that same reasoning that we gave for Rabbi Natan there can apply here as well, which is Deim Amshechei Hani. If the first group left the Korban Pesach, Hazilahu, it'd be roll away for the second group. And since in potential, they could have possibly had a Kazayit on this Korban if the other group left, then we'll say that that's enough to make them, that they're Yotze the Korban of Pesach. They may not be able to participate, but they won't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. But that doesn't mean in instances where there's no Achila or no possibility of Achila, that Rabbi Natan would agree that that's the case. I says, Im Kain, if that's the reasoning of Rabbi Natan, Litnei Hol Viruim Limashich, you should give the reason. The reason's not because the Dam was Nizrak on the Mizbeach. The reason behind Rabbi Natan's position is because the first group could have left the Korban and left the second group with the Kazayit for each of them on the Korban HaPesach. But that's not what he says. Mai shekvar nizrak adam. Why did he say, because the dam was nizrak and you're done. Shmamina bedam tal yamilto. That the only thing that matters is the zrikat adam. Aval achila lo ma'akvo. The eating of the Korban HaPesach according to Rabbi Natan is not ma'akev. And that is the position that Rab is now subscribing to say in our Mishnah, that if you did the zrikat and the dam in the end, when the basar is tamei, you're yotzei. It works b'diavad because the achila is not me'akev. Now Gemara says, "My duchake drav the mukim lematnitan lechatchila v'Rabbi Natan." What pressured Rav in our Mishnah to state that the Mishnah is only saying lechatchila when the basar is tamei, you shouldn't put the dam in zbech, but b'diavad it works, and that b'diavad that works is according to Rabbi Natan, who says achila is not me'akev. Nukma k'rabbonon. Let's say our Mishnah is altered by the Rabbonon. Vafilu diavad namilon. And the Mishnah means that when the basar is tamei, not the chatchila, not the diavad, it never works. If you put the dam in zbech, it's just not going to work. And that's what it means over here, that enu zareket adam. Gemara says, Rav matnitin kashite. The language of the Mishnah was bothersome to Rav. Amai, why does it give the reason, or why does it explain that the Korban is problematic when it says that if the basar is tamei, enu zareket adam, you don't do the zrikat adam. Litnei, say it's pasul. Pasul would imply that it's totally disqualified in this case, both the chatchila and b'diavad. When you say to me, you shouldn't do zrikat adam,
then it sounds like you shouldn't do it, but if you do do it, it succeeds. And for that reason, Elishma Mina, Ein Zorek Lechatchila, you don't do the Zrikat Adam Lechatchila, Aval Bidiavad, Shapir Dami, and a Bidiavad, it'll work. And that would only work according to Rabbi Natan, who says that the Achila is not Ma'akev. According to Chachamim, who believe that the Achila is Ma'akevet, then it would be problematic even b'diavad. And that's what forced Rav to say that Rabbi Natan must be the author of our Mishnah, and therefore, the problem is only the Chachila, not b'diavad. Uli Rabbi Natan. According to Rabbi Natan, Ish Tefi Ochlo Lomali. Then what is that requirement that each man according to his eating? We said before, that's what teaches us that the eating of the Korban of Pesach is integral to the Korban of Pesach. But Rabbi Natan doesn't believe that. He believes that b'diavad, it works even if you don't have an achila. So, the be'inan gavro, the chazila achila. The answer is that Rabbi Natan believes that you need someone who can eat. Meaning that if the eating itself is not ma'akev, but the person who you're saying can be yotze with this Korban of Pesach, he has to be someone that is ra'oi la'achila. He has to be someone that could have eaten a kezayit, even though he doesn't eat a kezayit. That's why, for instance, a chole or a zakein would be problematic, even according to Rabbi Natan, on the Korban HaPesach, because they can't eat a kezayit. So, when do we say that the achila is not me'akevet? That's only when you say that the ochlim could have eaten the kezayit. But if they can't eat the kezayit, then the achila is me'akevet. Mantana lahadu tanu rabbanan. Who's the author of this following braita? Shachato lo'ochlav, zagrok tamo shlo lo'ochlav. Person shechted the korban for people who could eat the korban. But he did the zrikat adam for some individuals who cannot eat the korban. A pesach atzmo kasher. The pesach itself is kasher. V'adam yotzei ba yodei chuvato. And the person is yotzei with regards to the korban a pesach. Now the assumption of the question over here is that when it says a pesach atzmo kasher means that you're allowed to do the zrikat adam to put the chelev on the mizbeach, but you're not going to eat it. And even though you're not going to eat it, you still don't have to bring a korban pesach sheni, and you're yotzeba yedei chavoto. Come on, who does that sound like? Neimar Rabbi Natani. Let's say that's author Rabbi Natan who says the achila is not ma'akevet, and therefore you can do the zrikat adam, and you can put the chalavim on the mizbeach, even though you had a problematic machshava, and that's because by shechita you had a proper machshava. Zarak damo shelo lo'ochlav. The fact that you did the zrikat adam for people who can't eat it, and since it's Rabbi Natan, we're not worried about the fact that the basar is not ra'oi the achila, because that's what the machshava of shlod ha'achlav by the zrikat adam did, was ruin the ability to eat the korban ha'pesach, but otherwise the korban is kasher. And that sounds exactly like Rabbi Natan, who says that the achila is not me'akevet. And therefore we would say it's Rabbi Natan, below Rabbanon, and not the Rabbanon. Gemara says, no, afilu teimer Rabbanon, even the Rabbanon can be the author of this, because ein machshevet ochlim bezrika. It's the same answer we gave back on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Bet, which is that you can't have a machshava of ochlim with regards to achilat korban pesach during zrikat adam. As Rashi pointed out back there, if you have that machshava during the shechita, then it would be impactful even if you're thinking about the zrikat adam. But during zrikat adam, which is all about the kapara, not the achila, over there having a machshava about people who can't eat the korban pesach is not a meaningful act. And then even according to the Rabbanon, that was a meaningless act. And since it was a meaningless act, the Korban Pesach is kasher. Kasher not only to put on the Mizbeach, but kasher to be eaten. And since it can be eaten, even the Chachamim are going to agree that this is a kosher Korban Pesach. Although the Bali HaTosafot have a different explanation over here, back on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, the last Tosafot over there says that the Girsa in this, Braita should not be Vizarku Damosh Lodo Achlav Ela, V'nizriku damo shelo lo'ochlav. And that's because we already established before that Rabbi Natan agrees, even though the achila is not me'akevet, nevertheless, ochlim, people have the ability to eat, are me'akev. And so therefore, how can you explain this braita to be Rabbi Natan if the people here are not ro'ui la'achila? And so therefore, it tells us what it says, near the read, ha'chi perusho, nizrak damo shelo lo'ochlav, that when it says nizrak tamo here shlo lo ochlav, lo shenizrak lo l'shem ochlav, ela b'shad zrika hayu abalim cholim. Not that you did actively with a machshava that you were zorek the dam with the intent that it should be shlo lo ochlav, rather the individuals fell ill during that period of time of the zrika tadam. And the logic would be, just like Rabbi Natan is mekil, that you don't need the basar to be ra'oi la'achila, so too, maybe he doesn't worry about the fact that the ba'alim have to be ra'ui le'achila b'shad zrika. And this position of Rabbi Natan that you need the Ochlim to be Ra'ui L'Achila, that's only true during Shechita, not during Zrika. And we'll see that similar sentiment by Rabbi Elazar upcoming in the Gemara. So Tosafot, with a different girsa, explains this slightly differently. That has to do with the number of questions that they raise over here with regards to Rabbi Natan Shita, as well as their position back on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. Man Tana Lahad Tana D'Rabbanan. Who's going to be the author of this braita? Harei Shayach Chule B'Shat Shechita. Person was ill during the time of Shechita, which means that he wasn't capable of consuming a kazayit worth of Korban Pesach. V'chalim. And then he recuperated B'Shat Zrika by the time the Zrikat Adam came, and he could have eaten a kazayit at the time of Zrikat Adam. Or vice versa. Chalim B'Shat Shechita. He was totally fine and healthy at the time of the Shechita and could have eaten a kazayit. V'chule B'Shat Zrika. But then he became sick at the time of Zrika, he wouldn't be able to consume a kazayit. Ein shochatim zorkim alav. That doesn't work. I mean that you don't shecht and be zorek on an individual. Achei chalim ishat shechita shat zrika. A person's healthy from beginning to end, both during the shechita and the zrika. Come on. Who is the author of this braita? Name a rabbanan, he below Rabbi Natan. Let's say it's authored by the rabbanan, not Rabbi Natan, because the rabbanan believe that the achilah is me'akevet. And therefore, both by shechita and Zrika, you need the achila, you need the ability to eat the korban in order to be considered ochlav. Whereas according to Rabbi Natan, the inability to eat is not a ma'akev. So my says, wait a minute, that's not so true, because I feel the same Rabbi Natan. Gavra duchazil achila be'inan. As we mentioned earlier, that Rabbi Natan, even though he thinks that the achila is not ma'akev, a person who has the capacity to eat, that is something that is ma'akev. And therefore over here, where the person is becoming incapacitated and cannot eat a kazayit worth of basar, that will be a disqualifying factor, even according to Rabbi Natan. And that's why you need to be healthy from beginning to end, or meaning that you have to have the ability to eat a kazayit from beginning to end, even according to Rabbi Natan. So man tana lahad, tana rabbanan. Who's the author of this braita, third braita? Shachato b'tara, v'achakach nitmu'u ha-ba'alim. They shechted the korban, and everybody was tahor. Then when it came to the Zrika Tadam, Balim already became Tamei, then Izrok Adam Bitara. You should still do the Zrika Tadam Bitara. Bayuchal Basar Bituma. Because they shouldn't eat the Korban HaPesach Bituma. Come on. Who's that like? Amar Rabbi Elazar Bimachloket Shnuya. It's the same Machloket that we saw between Rabbi Natan and the Chachamim before. And therefore, it's Rabbi Natani. It's authored by Rabbi Natan because he thinks that Achila is not me'akevet. So you did the shechita b'tahara, so that made it that the Korban HaPesach was kasher at that point in time. The balim became tamei now at this point, and they do the zrika d'adam b'tahara. So the zrika d'adam b'tahara makes it a kosher Korban Pesach, but they can't, balim cannot eat the Korban HaPesach because it is now a Korban Pesach that is tamei. And according to the Chachamim, that would make it that the Korban Pesach is not kasher, because the Achilat Korban HaPesach is me'akev. Whereas according to Rabbi Natan, where the Achilat Korban Pesach is not me'akev, if you did the Zrikat Adam on the Mizbeach, then that's sufficient grounds for the Korban Pesach to be kasher, even though you can't eat from this Korban HaPesach. And even though the Torah specifically says when someone becomes Tamei, they get pushed off to Pesach Sheni, that's only if the person is Tamei at the time of Shechita. From here, where you cross the threshold of Shechita when they were Torim, and then only then did they become Tamei, then we say is finish off the Korban, do the Zrika B'Tahara, meaning using Kohanim Tohorim and keeping the Korban Tahor. And then, despite the fact that you can't eat the Korban of Pesach, you're going to be Yotzei like Rabbi Natan. As Rashi points out, Rabbi Elazar over here disagrees with the conclusion that we thought above, which is that even if though Rabbi Natan believes that if you don't eat the Korban of Pesach, it's not Ma'akev, you still need people are ra'ui la'achila. Rabbi Elazar clearly disagrees with that, because here the Mevalim are Tmeim, and he still says it works, according to Rabbi Natan. And that's what Rashi says, Eino Hanami, according to him, Rabbi Natan does not require even that the individuals be ra'ui la'achila, and he'll disagree with our conclusion, the Gemara in the previous Breita, that we said even Rabbi Natan could fit into it. He'll say, no, the previous Breita was according to the Rabbanan, because over there Rabbi Natan can't fit in, because he doesn't even require that you be ra'ui la'achila. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Teimer Rabbanoni. Rabbi Yochanan says, you don't have to say it's a machloket, it can even be the Rabbanon. Hachamai Eskina B'tzibur. Here's a case where the Shechita was done B'tara, Zrika B'tuma, and the Tzibur became Tamei in between. Rashi says the case is where the Nasi died in between. As we saw previously in the Gemara, when the Nasi dies, there's a requirement that everybody participate and become Tamei, and therefore we assume that the entire Tzibur are Tmeim. So if that happened between the time of Shechita and the Zrika, then the entire Klal Yisrael is Tamei, and now you have Tumat HaTzibur, Tafilu B'Tumat Nami Avdei. And since they are Tzibur that's Tamei, that overrides with the word of the Korban HaPesach, as we say with the Korban HaPesach, that if it's a Tzibur, it's Tmeim, Tamei Mate, then that overrides, and you still bring the Korban HaPesach. It says, Ibit Tzibur, Ayin HaBasar Nechal B'Tumah. Wait a minute, we just said in the previous Mishnah that if a Korban HaPesach is brought B'Tumah, unlike the other Korbanot HaTzibur, it's Inin B'Tumah. So why are you telling me over here that, yeah, the Korban's good, but you can't eat it? You should be able to eat it as well. It says, Gzeira Shemi Tamu Abalim Lachar Zrika. Because there's making a Gzeira, maybe the Balim will come to me after Zrikat Adam. When is a Korban considered to be a Korban that's brought B'Tumah, that permits you then to eat it B'Tumah? That's if the Rov HaTzibur is Tmeim before the Shechita, or even after the Shechita, but before the Zrika. If the Rov HaTzibur is Tmei, that's considered to be a Korban of Pesach Shabbat B'Tumah. When it's Bab B'Tumah, it's Nechal B'Tumah. But in an instance where the Rov HaTzibur became Tamei after Shechita and Zrika, at that point in time, the Korban Pesach was kasher, but they can't participate, can't eat in it, because it's not classified as a Korban Pesach Shabbat B'Tumah. So we're afraid that they're going to mistakenly extrapolate what happened to them this year and apply it in a case that's not similar to this year. The Gzer is, maybe the Balim will come Tameim after Zrikat Adam, Ve'yomru, and they're going to say, Eshtakad, last year, lo nitmu v'achalnu. There, last year also, we weren't Tamei during the Shechita, we only became Tamei later by the Zrikat Adam, and yet we still ate it, B'Tumah, Hashtanami. So to this year, Nechol, even though we only became Tameim after the Zrikat Adam, we saw last year, then we were Tahor in the beginning and Tamei in the end, we ate it. So to over here, they're not going to realize that there's a difference. Last year, they became Tamei before Zrikat Adam and after Shechita, and that's why it's considered to be a Korban HaPesach Bab B'Tumah, and they can eat it B'Tumah. This year, where they became Tamei after Zrika, that's not a Korban HaPesach Bab B'Tumah, and therefore it's not Nechal B'Tumah. But they won't understand the difference between whether Shechita and Zrika were both done B'Tara, where you can't eat it, versus when Shechita was done B'Tara, and the Zrika was done B'Tumah, where you can't eat it, and therefore they're going to make a mistaken extrapolation. But lo yade, and they won't understand the Eshtakad, Kiz Direk Dam Ba'alim Tameim Ayu. And when the Zrikat Adam was done, the Balim were ready Tmeim, the Rov HaTzibur was already Tamei there. Hashta Balim Torim Avu. This year, the Balim were Torim during Zrikat Adam, then became Tamei afterwards, and therefore there's a difference. Because of that Gzeira, we don't allow you to eat the Korban HaPesach, even though it is Mutar, to eat it in the instance where the Rov HaTzibur became Tamei between the Shechita and the Zrika. But we will say that everybody's Yotzi, the Korban HaPesach, for that year, because the Korban HaPesach was brought B'Tum'ah, which you're allowed to do. And in that instance, we will also insist that the Kohanim be Torim to bring the Korban HaPesach because of the same Gzeira, which says that if you did it this way this year, maybe somebody would think to do it again next year in that way. And therefore insist that even the Kohanim be Torim when they do Zrikat Adam, even though it's now a Korban HaPesach Haba B'Tumah. Viva. Another suggestion as to why the position of Rav is this way in our Mishnah with regards to the fact that he thinks Achila is not Ma'akevet. We now made a suggestion that he subscribed to the position of Rabbi Natan. Gemara offers another alternative. It's Rav Damar like Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe Rav holds like Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanya, Rabbi Yeshua Mer, Kol Hazvachim Shebetorah, Ben Shnitma Basar, V'Chelev Kayam. Whether the Basar becomes Tamei, and the Chelev is still extant, Ben Shnitma Chelev, U'Basar Kayam, or that the Chelev became Tamei, but the Basar is still extant, Zorekat Adam. You're allowed to do the Zrikat Adam. That's what we saw in Rabbi Yeshua's position until now. You need at least one of these two items to be extant in order to do the Zrikat Adam. And Rabbi Eliezer argues on him. So Rav's going to subscribe to his position. Nazir, Vose Pesach, the exception to that rule is the Nazir Vose Pesach, Nitma Chelev, Ubasar Kayam. If the Chelev is Tamei and the Basar is extant, Zorekat Adam. Because in both of those cases, the Achila is integral. Nitma Basar, on the other hand, if the Basar is Tamei and the Chelev is Kayam, similar to what our Mishnah says, Ein Zorekat Adam. You don't do the Zrikat Adam. And that's because the Achila is integral to the Korban. Now by Korban HaPesach, we already established that because it says Ish Lefi Ochlo. Regards to the Korban Nazir, Rashi claims that there are two reasons why the Achila is integral, and that has to do with the Korbanot that the Nazir brings. One of the Korbanot that the Nazir brings in his Tara is a Shlamim. It's called a Shalmei Nazir. That Shalmei Nazir, he cuts his hair, and he burns his hair to cook the Shlamim. So Rashi says that the Achilat Shlamim is integral because you see
that it's part of the Tara process. He has to cut his hair and cook the shlamim. If the shlamim is not going to be eaten, then cooking the shlamim is a meaningless act. And therefore, he's missing part of the Tara Tamitzorah. In addition, it says that they have to do a tnufa, wave offering of the zroa b'sheila. The zroa of the animal, the foreleg of the animal, has to have a wave offering, and it's given to the Kohen from that which was already cooked of the Basar Shlamim. And again, it's only meaningful to cook the Basar Shlamim if you're going to eat the Basar Shlamim. Therefore, these activities in the process of the Tarav Nazir require that the Shlamim be edible and being cooked to be eaten. And therefore, if the Korban Shlamim cannot be eaten because it is Tamei, it'd be a disqualifying factor, and you can't do the Zrikat Adam if the Basar is Tamei. That's Rashi's view over here. Baal Tosafot disagree and say that Nazir should not be in the Girsa over here. And they show that the Tosefta does not have such a Girsa. And there is no reason to believe that Nazir or Korbanot and Nazir are any different than any other Korbanot. And that this bright is only said about Korban HaPesach. But the important line here, which is not found in our Mishnah, is Bim Zarak Hurtza. If he did the Zrikat Adam in the end, it is Hurtza. Meaning that Rabbi Yeshua says exactly what Rav says about our Mishnah. So Rabbi Yeshua will be the author of our Mishnah, and the part that Rav adds in afterwards, which is that if you did the Zrikat Adam, b'diavad, it works, that we have explicit now in Rabbi Yeshua's position, and Rav holds like Rabbi Yeshua, that b'diavad, it works, and it is hurtza, because in the end, the achilato korban of Pesach is not me'akev. Nitbu amalim b'meit, if the balim themselves became t'mei meitim, not the basar, but the balim, lo yizrok, then you can't do it because that's bringing a korban shlo lo ochlav. That's bringing a korban for someone who can't eat the korban at Pesach. And this is obviously somebody who became tamei meit on erev Pesach who's not going to be tahor by nighttime in order to eat it. Vim zarak lo hurtza. If you did the zrikat adam, it's not going to be meratzeh in this case because even though the achila is not me'akevet, gavra haro'oy la achila, like we said in Rabbi Natan's position in the previous amud. So too, that's the way Rabbi Yeshua is going to believe over here, and Rav is going to be subscribed to this position, that even though you don't need the achila, it's not makevet, a gavra that's ra'oy la achila is makev, and therefore even b'diavad, doing the zrikat adam in this case would not help. And Rashi then claims by Nazir, according to his opinion, Tosafot thinks that Nazir doesn't apply here, but according to Rashi's position that Nazir applies here, then by the case that the person becomes tamei meit, he basically is now undermining his nazirut. Because if someone becomes tamei meit while they're nazir, that ruins their nazirut. That ruins their nazirut. And since it ruins their nazirut, then the korbanot also get disqualified, and therefore there's no zrikat adam b'diavad. Although, if that's the case, then what's the chiddush of the braita that he can't bring his korbanot because he's tamei and he ruined his nazirut? So there is a suggestion by the Chazon Ish that a nazir can become tamei meit and still not undermine his nazirut. That is based on the Mishnayot and the Gemara in Nazir that says if he comes Tamei, Tumat Meit, because of Tumat HaTahom, which is an unknown grave that they only found about afterwards, if he comes Tamei then, does not undermine his Nazirut, even though he can't continue counting his Nazirut, and he might be disqualified from sending his Korbanot. And that would be the explanation over here as to why the Nazir doesn't work even B'diavad, because even though he doesn't undermine his Nazirut with this Tumat HaMeit, it does undermine his ability to bring the Korbanot of the Nazirut, because the Nazir needs to be Tahor in order to bring his Korbanot. And therefore, over here as well, b'diavad, it would be disqualifying, at least according to Rashi, who thinks the Nazir is included. Okay, we're going to stop here by the two dots on the top of Ayin Tet, Amud Aleph.